שלום, אנחנו נלמד כעת תלמוד.
Hello, we're going to be studying the study of the ten Sefirot, part one. We'll first read a verse for preparation for the study from the introduction to the study of the ten Sefirot, number 155. Baal HaSulam says, therefore we must ask, why then did the Kabbalists obligate every person to study the wisdom of Kabbalah? Indeed, there is a great thing about it which should be publicized. There is a wonderful, invaluable remedy to those who engage in the wisdom of Kabbalah, and though they do not understand what they are learning, through the yearning and the great desire to understand what they are learning, they awaken upon themselves the lights that surround their souls. This means that even every person from Israel is guaranteed to finally attain all the wonderful attainments with which the Creator contemplated in the thought of creation to delight every creature. And one who has not been awarded in this life will be granted in the next life, etc. Until one is awarded completing his thought, which he had planned for him, as it is written in the Zohar. And while one has not attained perfection, the lights that are destined to reach him are considered surrounding lights. This means that they stand ready for him, but are waiting for him to purify his vessels of reception. And then these lights will clothe the able vessels. Hence, even when he does not have the vessels, when he engages in this wisdom, mentioning the names of the lights and the vessels related to his soul, they immediately illuminate upon him to a certain extent. However, they illuminate for him without clothing the interior of his soul, for lack of vessels able to receive them. Yet the illumination one receives time after time during the engagement draws upon him grace from above and imparts him with abundance of sanctity and purity, which bring him much closer to achieving his wholeness.
That's one excerpt we have today, right? So, let's go to test. Meaning, we're constantly thinking, as much as what we're reading about, we're not studying a wisdom. We don't want to know what's written. You remember how I screamed at our friend, a good student, a veteran from Moscow, that he says, let's study tests. We're learning this like any other part in the wisdom of Kabbalah, only in order to extract the light that reforms from it, the force that will connect us and bring us closer to the Creator, but not for it to make me wiser. I don't need any wisdom. I need the force of bestowal to be close to the Creator, and wisdom won't bring me closer to Him, it will drive me further away from Him. So let's learn.
So we are...
Now, if you specifically have a question about that, how to study the wisdom of Kabbalah, and why we need to yearn for faith above reason, and not for reason, not for knowledge, that you can ask about. That is very important. That's why it's written about that 1,000 go into the room and one goes out to the light. Because they enter with their ego and they don't want to overcome their ego, and they think that by knowledge they can reveal a spiritual world. That's a complete lie. The biggest one that could be. PT6.
Rav Bala Sulam writes in the excerpt, we read that a person has to mention the names and then he draws the light. How do you mention the name? How does mentioning the names draw the light?
By you doing it, it starts illuminating on you. If you aim in all your studies that what you're studying, that it will work on you on behalf of the light that reforms, it works. Be'er Sheva.
Good morning, Rav. Good morning, dear friends. We're all 10. Regarding the form of the learning, you always told us not to learn intellectually, but to feel. But there are many excerpts. To work above reason, we have to on top of the reason, if I understand correctly.
You have to be in your brain and your reason in order to go above that, right? That's why your mind was given for you, in order to go above it. That is the way you work with it, right?
So, to be in the intellect, I have to scrutinize something, and on top of it, rise to faith.
If you're concerned of faith, so your mind will grow. If you're not concerned about faith, and you want only your mind, so your mind will remain on a corporeal level only, and even go less than that. And they died and not in wisdom, as it's written.
If questions awaken, should I ask them or not?
Yes, but under the condition that you're awakening them in order to increase your faith above reason. Otherwise, don't waste your time. Otherwise, you're entering a klipa, a complete klipa. Because you don't want to ascend to the degree of faith, the degree of the Creator, but you want to go even more deeper into knowledge. And that's where the klipa is. Oh, and let's keep going.
So, we are learning in Talmud Esor Sfirot, the start of the Ten Sfirot, part 1, Hestaklut Pnimit. It's in chapter 9, item 34. Bala Sulam says, spiritual time means a certain number of renewals of disparity of form that stem from one another. Former and latter mean cause and consequence. Item 34. With respect to the spiritual definition of time, you must understand that time is essentially defined by us only as a sensation of movements. Our imagination pictures and devises a certain number of consecutive movements, which it discriminates one by one and translates them like a certain amount of time.
Meaning, what happens to us in our feeling by step after step, that gives us a sensation of time. Yes.
Thus, if one had been in a state of complete rest with one's environment,
he wouldn't feel any changes that he's going through on the outside from any causes.
He would not even be aware of the concept of time. So it is in spirituality. A certain amount of renewals of tsura, form, is considered as spiritual movements. Those are intermingled in one another by way of cause and consequence, and they are called time in spirituality. Also, before and after are always referred to as cause and consequence.
Maybe again.
Again, item 34. Spiritual time With respect to the spiritual definition of time, you must understand that time is essentially defined by us only as a sensation of movement. Our imagination pictures and devises a certain number of consecutive movements, which it discriminates one by one and translates them like a certain amount of time. Thus, if one had been in a state of complete rest with one's environment, he would not even be aware of the concept of time. So it is in spirituality. A certain amount of renewals of tzura forms is considered as spiritual movements. Those are intermingled in one another by way of cause and consequence, and they are called time in spirituality. Also, before and after are always referred to as cause and consequence.
I don't see any questions for now. But it's worth to repeat this excerpt every so often, every few months, maybe, because still the concept of time is very important to us, and spirituality is above time, above space. So in which way or to what form should we come to in order to get rid of that feeling? If I am adhered to the environment and there are no changes between me and the environment of what's happening in me or in them, it's not the same thing, but we are together, then time stops. There is no time. There are no changes. That's how we reach Olam Ein Sof. Mach 2.
Здравствуйте еще раз, Рав. Скажите, ну вот получается...
Hello, Rav, again. Tell me, please. It turns out that all the movements are in the intellect, all our scrutinies. When we establish our situations, they happen in the intellect.
We are in a feeling of time. We feel a certain reality that entirely works according to like chronological time. Tick-tock, tick-tock. According to certain changes that are revealed in nature, as if there's time in nature. It's all incorrect. It's all according to our perception of reality, that all the perception is in us, because in us there are changes from moment to moment, meaning inner changes in our inner states from one desire to the next, that we have like a general corrupted desire that is constantly going and going for us to correct it. That's why these changes in our desire are felt from inside, that time changes and place change. And then we're in some kind of motion according to the axis of time and axis of space. And that's because our reshimot from the shattering keep awakening, and they come for us to realize them correctly. To the extent that we start correcting them, we start feeling the concept of time correctly, the true time, that there is no time. And also what the true concept of motion is, that it goes from corporeal movements into spiritual movements, that as much as I have to take my desire from in order to receive to in order to bestow, from Malchut to Bina, from that reason to above reason. By this, I can feel myself that I'm in a motion. And the number of times from Malchut to Bina and back, I measure time through that. The number of actions like that that took place, I say, more time, less time. We'll reach the concept of time and see what day is, night is, year, month, universe, the way it was created. What does it mean that there was no time? When did time start? When did distance start? What happens outside of our universe? All these things, we will touch them. We'll get there. Don't worry. It'll all be clarified. We just need to have the right, correct perception of all these things. For now, don't even think of it. It's not the main part. It's something that's revealed on the path. As much as you get closer to the Creator, these things are clarified and just fall into place. New York 4.
Okay, you just said not to think about it too much, but it's just so interesting and so exciting, this part of the study. It seems like there's some kind of opposite things. On the one hand, we reach spirituality through exits, and on the other hand, in spirituality, there's no time. So it seems like two opposite things existing together.
Seth, it'll all work out. I can't get into all this explanation now. Really, it's against the whole flow of the lesson. I'm sorry. But I promise that we'll discover it. Just that small excerpt to start opening it all, I can't. Latin 6. Wow, look at all these questions.
Rap, ¿cuál es este estado donde sentimos que estamos unidos?
What is the situation in which we feel that we are united in a ten and we don't want to come out of that state? That the friends don't want to disconnect from that state?
It's fine if you want to be together all the time in a ten and don't want to disconnect from it. But do you still want to reach more exalted states that the Creator will be revealed in you and you'll start feeling in the connection between you, what you discover, what you get? Because to be in connection between you, there are a lot of organizations and criminals and terrorists that are in a great connection between them. They're willing to do anything for one another. Do you discover in the connection between you your mutual goal? Do you uplift each one and everybody together to faith above reason? Do you want to locate that desire of the Creator in order to implement it? Chelyabinsk, Omsk.
When we rise from below upward, the reason, is it today's degree compared to tomorrow's degree, or is the next degree the reason for today's degree?
The next degree is the reason we're letting go of the current degree. That's how it is. Eat the four.
Rab, sembra che tu stia dicendo, in sostanza, che
it seems like you're telling us that time that we see is an illusion, that the real time is the time we invest from the uncorrected state to the corrected state. Is this correct thinking?
Yes. Yes. Kiev 1.
You said that out of these states of ascent of Mahotubina, we come to time stopping, that it doesn't change.
Wait. That's not what I said. I didn't say that. We, by starting to realize ourselves between Malchut and Bina, we start discovering what the true concept of time is, and the true concept of time are actions that we fall from Malchut, rise to Bina, fall to Malchut, rise to Bina. That frequency determines time for us.
When we rise to Bina, Did I understand correctly that time stops there?
The corporeal time, that's something completely different. But also in that, I don't want, or still lacking discernments. Or lacking discernments. We'll speak about it, and don't worry. This whole world will be clear to you, like all the galaxies, all the universe, all of creation will be completely clear, because it's something tiny. It's the still degree. It's the lowest degree in spirituality, in reality. A bit of patience. Okay?
В итоге это просто держаться за состояние объединения, за состояние вот связи с биной.
So what we should do in the end is maintain the state of connection?
Exactly. The more you hold on to the ten, like a baby grabbing on to his mother, that's the main part. Then for sure you're advancing. Okay? Owen, come on.
Chapter 10. The entire substance that is ascribed to the Ne'etzal, emanated being, is the will to receive. Any addition in it is ascribed to the Ma'atzil, emanator. 35. Know that the distinguished will to receive in the emanated being is his kli. Know also that it is the general substance that is ascribed to the Ne'etzal, emanated being. It follows that the entire existence besides him is ascribed to the Ma'atzil, to the emanator.
Clear, right? Keep going.
The will to receive is the first tzua form of every essence. We define that first form or tzua as substance because we have no attainment in the essence.
Item
36. We perceive the will to receive as an incident, as a tzua in the essence. Yet, how do we perceive it as a substance of the essence? Indeed, it is the same with essences that are near us. It is our conduct to denominate the first tzura in the essence by the name the first substance in the essence, because we have no attainment or perception whatsoever in any substance, as our five senses are completely unfit for it. The sight, sound, smell, taste, and touch offer the scrutinizing mind merely abstract forms of incidents of the essence, formulating through the cooperation with our senses. For example, if we take even the smallest microscopic atoms in the smallest elements of any essence separated through a chemical process, they too would merely be abstract forms that appear that way to the eye. More accurately, they are distinguished and examined by the ways of the will to receive and be received that we find in them. We can utilize these operations to distinguish and separate the various atoms to the very first matter of that essence. However, even then, they would be no more than forces in the essence, not a substance. Thus you find that even in corporeality, we haven't any way by which to understand the first substance, except by assuming that the first tzura form is the first substance that carries all other incidents and forms that come afterwards. Indeed, it is all the more so in the upper worlds, where tangible and fictional do not abide.
Okay. He wants in all forms to organize it for us in a way that we won't reach spirituality with our imaginary corporeal forms that we supposedly have in this world, that have no connection to spirituality, that we have to enter in order to bestow faith above reason, that's disconnected from our nature, that we won't imagine that we already have the force of bestow. In such a way, we will be prepared for the true actions of bestowing and feeling in these actions phenomena of bestow, which is called spirituality. Clear? Good. Well, just for example, what do you want to ask there? I just want for an example, PT4, what do you want?
Can I ask about the intention during the study?
Ask.
What should be the result of the influence of the light? What happens with a person's desire during the learning?
What do you mean, place? I don't understand.
Sorry. What's the influence? What's the result of the influence of the light?
The result of the light, whatever will be, will be. Whatever the light bestows, more or less. PT24.
Rav, Baal HaSulam spoke about the problem of scientists. There's a spiritual element there because everything is waves. Even scientists say it, and they see it as particles, the collapse. And he says, we see particles instead of waves because of our will to receive. Did I understand correctly? Is this what Baal HaSulam means?
I don't think he was meaning particles or waves. Not about that. He was speaking about a perception which is completely different, that is disconnected from any matter. Also, a wave is matter. A perception that is above all forms of matter, which is spiritual perception, that only in the force of bestow, that is above reception, is where spirituality exists. And we are going to what does Moscow One want?
Желание получать, которое вот здесь, например, перед 36-м пунктом.
The will to receive.
Желание получать Творца.
That he describes here in item 36. Is it the will to receive the Creator?
The Creator doesn't have a will to receive. I don't understand what you're asking. UFSA Northeast.
Yes, Rav. My question is if the only choice we have with this substance is how we receive it or perceive it?
Spiritual matter is the will to bestow to the extent that we reach that desire to bestow, we reveal phenomena in that will to bestow, which is the Creator. And the Creator starts to reveal himself. That's it. That's called the light revealing itself in the Kli. Hebrew 10.
Question. He writes that the will to receive and be received. Meaning he explains that we can't even rely on our perception of reality. We need a completely new mind and heart.
Yeah, you need to reach a new mind and heart, a spiritual mind and heart from the degree of Bina, the degree of bestow. Completely disconnected than what we have now.
So what's left for us to do?
Left for us to do is perform actions that can cause our ascent to a different degree of perception of reality. That the reality will be different and the perception will be different and we will be different. Nothing remains.
Gamkin.
And these actions are connection in the ten? Rav, yeah, also that. We will now go to the questions and answers. So we will go to the questions and answers. So the first question is the questions. So what are the negative? One second, I'm in the wrong place. What are the terms that are absent in the wisdom of Kabbalah? 55. From the beginning to the end of the wisdom, there's not even a single word that relates to any tangible or imaginary term, such as space, time, motion, and so on. And there is no absence in spirituality. And any change of form does not mean that the first form is absent. Instead, the first form remains in its place, unchanged at all. And the Shinui Tzua, the disparity of form that has now been acquired, is added to the first form. Yes, Rav, yes. No questions from the audience. Let's read it again. So, question and answer 55.
Question 56.
55.
What are... In this wisdom, from top to bottom, there's not even a single word in which there is a tangible or imaginary concept, such as place, or time, or movement, etc. Also, the absence does not apply to the spirituals. And any disparity of form does not mean that the first form is absent, but that the first form remains in its place, unchanged at all. And the Shinui Tzua, disparity of form that has now been acquired, is added to the first Tzua.
Meaning nothing disappeared, nothing was lost in spirituality, but everything comes and is accumulated from a state that came before to what's happening now. And in this way, it's an accumulation of more and more and more forms that all in all, when we reach the end of the general action, then all forms, upon all desires and all states, they all organize correctly together to reveal the action the Creator did in creation.
Merkaz
1.
He writes that there's not a word in which there is a tangible or imaginary term. What does that mean?
That there's no term. Where did he write it? From the beginning to the end of the wisdom, there's not even a single word that relates to any tangible or imaginary term, such as space, time, motion, and so on. Also, there's no absence in spirituality, and any change of form does not mean that the first form is absent. Instead, the first form remains in its place unchanged at all. And the disparity of form has now been acquired, is added to the first form. So what are you asking about?
What does it mean that the words don't have a tangible or imaginary meaning? So what do they mean?
The fact that you're doing something without knowing what it is. When you're starting to feel these things in practice, you'll see how one form is clothed on the next, and they build your spiritual perception. Now, for you, it's not, doesn't exist. It's imaginary, tangible, you don't know, you can't discern between the two. He writes, because that's the truth. Next, Owen.
56. The question is, what is the ordinary language in the wisdom of Kabbalah? What is the ordinary language in the wisdom of Kabbalah? Answer 56. This language is a language of branches that points to their upper roots. That is because you haven't even a single blade of grass below that has not a root above. Therefore, the sages of Kabbalah have put together a language that is equipped to imply through the branches and teach of the upper roots.
Meaning that also in the spiritual world and also in the corporeal world, we have the same objects. Let's say you have 1,000 reasons from above and give 1,000 results below, so you can use the names of the results of this world but to aim to their spiritual roots in the upper world. That's why Kabbalists have a language called the language of the branches. Clear?
Good.
Meaning we're speaking in a precise way, in a connection between root and branch, branch and root, and we must not get confused between those names, because every corporeal branch is exactly connected to its spiritual root, one for one. Okay? Okay, next.
57. What separates and discriminates in the wisdom of Kabbalah? Again, what separates and discriminates in the wisdom of Kabbalah? Answer. The Shinui Tzoha, disparity of form, distinguishes and departs the spirituals from one another.
Yeah, the will to receive, when it is in something different from one another, there's already a splitting into two. And also the magnitude, the difference between the will to receive in each one, it separates between them, whether more or less. Yes?
58. What is the origin of the will to receive? Answer. The will to bestow in the upper light necessitates the existence of the will to receive in the emanated being.
Meaning the upper light is a root for everything, and its will to bestow determines the results that will be in the will to receive, to the many parts that the will to receive will separate into, what will happen with it, how it can implement its role that it will want to reach back and resemble the light. It's all in the light itself. All the program, all the desire, all the forces, it's all done by the light. The will to receive all in all is activated. And the light is the force working in the operator. And we can organize our connection between the will to receive and the light, so the will to receive itself will want to ask from the light to organize it and bring it to resemble the will to receive, to be in dvikut. So there's the will to receive, there's the light, which is the will to bestow, and the point in man that can be the connection between the will to receive in a man and the will to bestow, which is the Creator, in order for man to ask from the Creator, from the light, the force of bestow, the force to change, the force of correction. Next.
Question 59. What makes the light exit the Matzil, the emanator, and become an emanated being? Answer. The renewed light left the Matzil, the emanator, and became an emanated being because of the form of the will to receive that was renewed in the upper light, since it wants to bestow.
As much as the will to receive is ready to absorb the light inside it, according to equivalence of form, between the will to receive and the light, that the will to receive performs a correction upon itself to be opposite of itself, to bestow like the light, then the light can fill to that extent to fill the will to receive, and that light that is outside the will to receive, which is the creator actually, and that light that enters the will to receive, because the will to receive got that same form like the light, bestow according to equivalence of form, then the light fills that will to receive, and the light that fills the will to receive, it's called that there's a part of divinity from above, a part of the creator inside the created being. This part is called the soul, neshama. And in this way, the created being can start integrating with the creator. That there aren't any questions about this, that I'm surprised. Here you need to see a lot of questions. California.
I agree. So to this point where you just brought us is where we begin to knock on the screen and demand together and raise this prayer together right now. Sounds like to me. Is that correct?
We didn't talk about a masach, the screen, but we said that if the will to receive comes that will resemble the creator, that obviously it's through the tzimtzum, masach, chozer, zivug, daka, and so on. So the light that fills the will to receive to the extent that the will to receive got an intention to bestow. Yes?
So if I'm receiving this from the 10, if I'm trying to feel this coming from the 10, it makes me feel very small and annulled. And then I get this sort of something just is born from me to say something or do something towards the friends that I normally wouldn't do. And I'm trying to aim towards, you know, the good and bestow. Is that the right approach?
Kent. Yes. Yeah. Fine. Good. Next.
Question 60. What is the first substance of every emanated being? What is the first substance of every emanated being? The new form that emerged existence from absence, meaning the will to receive, that is in every essence, is the first substance of every emanated being and every essence. Moreover, everything that exists in the Netzal, emanated being, or in the essence, that is more than that substance, is regarded as light and abundance that extends from the upper light, existence from existence, and not at all as an emanated being and a creature, a created being. It is not surprising that the form becomes a substance, because it is so in corporeality as well. Our conduct is to regard the first form of the essence as the first substance. That is because there is no attainment whatsoever in any matter in the entire reality, since our senses perceive only incidents in the matter, which are forms that incarnate and manifest in the first substance.
PT 19.
Good morning, friends. So that's the story. It says, because the attainment does not perceive any matter in all of reality, since our senses perceive only the essence. So it seems like it's impossible to attain what we're learning here, attain spirituality.
Wait. Can you explain to me what a desire is called? What it means?
What's a desire?
You can say I want it. Let's say I want a glass of water. So I have a desire for a glass of water. But what is the desire? The desire itself.
That's a problem to know.
That's a problem. Yeah, you can say deficiency, whatever, but what is it? Meaning we have a big difficulty to actually speak about these first initial forms.
How can you attain that? He says attainment does not perceive any matter. How can you come to it? It sounds to me.
You don't need to get there. We don't grab the light. We can't understand the light. We can't understand the vessel. We're in the middle between the two. From that, all of our sensations and all of our feelings come from. We're in the middle. Who's ever in the matter, in the material, is a still vegetative and animate. Also, the still vegetative and animate in us. The one that is in the light, that's not us either. It's a completely different essence. It's the Creator. We are in the middle to the extent that we can resemble the matter to the light. From this, we attain reality.
So the question he writes is, our senses perceive only incidents in the substance, so there's a new sense?
Of course, yeah. There's a new sense.
What sense is it?
Bestowal.
So another sense is added to the five senses?
You don't have Malchut and you don't have Bina. You have Malchut that is joined with Bina, and that's something new. By this, you resemble the Creator, and then you can start adhering to that, that between the connection of Malchut and Bina, you start revealing a new reality.
So it's new work, special work I have to do?
Yes, Toronto 2.
You just said we work between matter and light. Does matter not disappear at some point?
How can that be? So the light will disappear too. Everything will disappear. Because we understand and see and exist only because the Creator created the will to receive. And by this, we are existing as created beings. And outside of the will to receive, if the will to receive will disappear, so we can't say whether the Creator exists or not, or what exists. Our whole perception is through the will to receive. He himself doesn't disappear. He connects an intention to bestow. That to that extent, when we absorb, when we perceive the Creator, when he perceives it in himself, that's called a creation.
And that's a disparity of form we're talking about? And that it doesn't disappear?
There's one. Yes, Merkaz 1.
A question from a friend. Should we relate to the essence of the matter, substance, as the Creator's purpose to do good to his creations?
No, it's not the purpose. The purpose of the Creator to do good to its created being, it's to raise the created beings, and not just the material. It's the material that was sanctified, that connected to Bina. Bina is called sanctity, Kodesh. When the will to receive receives the intention to bestow in such a way it can be filled with the light, with the Creator, and by that he can attain creation. Ita 4.
Rav, tu adesso hai risposto a Zviga, però io non ho capito nello scritto dove che cosa significa perché i nostri sensi percepiscono solo incidenti della materia e che sono forme che si incarnano e si manifestano nella sostanza prima. Potresti aprire questo concetto, per favore?
I am holding a glass in my hand. Tell me, please. What am I holding? I don't know. I know it's not soft, it's hard, it's a glass. I can see that there is liquid inside, and there's some leaves in there, there's a vegetative in there, and so on. What do I perceive here? I don't know what the essence is. I know what my senses, they're inspired from something. They're inspired from something. Meaning the form of bestowal of this matter on me, I'm calling this a glass. Meaning according to my vision, to my senses, I'm calling it glass. But what is it in essence? I never attain that. I can't come out of myself and attain this thing on its own as it is. No such thing. There's someone who attains it. That's what Rabash explains, that obviously this is not the way it'll see in the eyes of an angel, that he feels it in the qualities of an angel, and I feel it in the qualities of man. I can, through these qualities, I can change, I can ascend, descend. According to that, I can feel reality differently. And our purpose is to rise and rise and rise in perception of reality that is closer to the light. But actually, I always attain reality in my senses according to equivalence of form. And we have no other way to do this. But it's also wondrous. That's the beauty in creation, that every day I change and every day I feel a new world. Why is that bad? Every day I attain more and more, and I start comparing these forms, what I've attained before and now, and from this specifically I get a wisdom.
Tel Aviv 3.
What happens to the substance from the point of Tzimtzum? What changes in it?
The matter from the point of Tzimtzum, I didn't understand you. What happens to it?
Yeah.
We can't do anything on the will to receive and anything on the light. What we do towards us is actions that we can perceive the will to receive in a certain way and the light in a certain way, but not that we can rise above ourselves and start changing these things in their roots.
Turkey 3.
Dear Rav, my friend is asking. You said reason from above and result below, but we learned that everything that is and will be is aimed to purpose. Can you explain more?
Repeat, please.
Repeat.
Okay, I will try again. You said reason from above and result below, but we learn that everything that is and will be is aimed to purpose. Can you explain?
Okay, אמרת שהסיבה היא מלמעלה, וזה מה שגורם לתוצאה לקרות מלמטה. אז האם תוכל להסביר את זה כלפי זה שכל דבר קורה מסיבה מסוימת?
I can say, but gradually you're going to perceive it. Everything comes from above. Also, the light and the darkness and the connection between them, and also our perception and us and the way we perceive and the way we reveal and in what way we respond, because there's none else besides them except for that one force that works, and there's nothing else that can determine anything. There's no control that can intervene in what the Creator is doing, and everything comes from Him. And if I thought one way and then I think a different way, and what will be with me afterwards, it all comes from above, from one source. Then you can say, oh, so it's sold in advance. So what can I do if everything comes from the Creator? It comes from the Creator in a way that if I use it correctly with what I'm going through, then I adapt myself more and more to see that there's nothing, not else besides Him, that actually everything comes from above. And then I have no problem with that.
Tzafon 2.
Tzafon 2.
How do you acquire the new sense? By what activities?
I heard half the question.
Sir, how do you acquire the new sense? By what activities?
That's called faith above reason. If I want to understand the Creator, feel the Creator, see His actions correctly, I have to reach the degree of Bina, bestowal. Chadera 1.
Chadera 1.
Chadera 1.
Good morning, love. What is the first substance? He talks about the first substance. If there is a series of discernments that come afterwards, and that's the first, and then a few more come.
There is the wall to bestow, which is light that belongs to the Creator. Then there's material that was created by the desire of the Creator, through the light, if you could say such a thing, that is the black point in the light, started stabilizing, and stabilized and came out by the upper light. And afterwards started developing through the four phases of direct light and so on. So the first matter is called the initial material. There's still no will to receive. You can't say that there's a will to receive there. It has a bit of a difference from the upper light. On that bit of the difference, that's called the initial material. That's it. That includes all the future states in it. Nothing is absent. Nothing is lacking, but still, all those forms aren't revealed in it yet.
So, basically, this is what comes from Keter?
No. That's before Keter. That's even before the Keter. You can say that it's in the Keter, but in the beginning of it. That's what causes Keter. PT6.
When we read about the will to receive in the books, I immediately connect it to desires I feel in this world. But according to the questions we just read, it turns out that the will to receive has completely different qualities. What is the will to receive that the wisdom of Kabbalah talks about?
Look, the wisdom of Kabbalah is speaking about desires that are above our concealment, above this world. It's desires that themselves want to enjoy the Creator, that they have a lot of desires. It's worlds of klipot. And gradually we reach a state that we correct them. We don't need to think about them, but the moment we yearn for bestowal, these desires of receiving, they come closer and are included in our actions of bestowal, and actually it's help against that, help us build actions of bestowal. That's in short.
Can it be said that the will to receive that we talk about in the books that we learn is not the corporeal desires. It's something else that I still have to discover or understand.
Of course your corporeal desires have nothing to do with it. Your corporeal desires are part of the beast state. And when you're in it, you're also a beast. When you will disconnect from these desires, that they won't be important for you, and you will connect to the desire to bestow, then you will be called Adam. Well, it depends on what degree that resembles a creator. That's how it works.
And only then, when I am called man, I'll discover what is the will to receive that they talk about in the wisdom of Kabbalah.
It's like you can't, when you're a child, you don't know what a child is. You have to grow and then learn more. When you're an adult, you know what it means to be a kid. Yes? PT
29. Thank you, Rav. A question from a friend. According to our Kelim, do we grasp matter that is in the final state of changes?
I don't understand that question. We perceive matter according to our vessels. That I understand. More than that, I don't understand what you want. According to the last change, maybe. So, if yes, it's right. Ashdotan.
Thank you very much, Rav. We learned this morning that the form doesn't disappear in spirituality. I wanted to bring an example. Say, if you take a movie that's in the computer, and the actor there fills up a glass of water. So the empty glass exists, and the full glass also exists. Meaning, if I rewind the movie, I see both. Is this a correct example?
I don't know. Use whatever you want. I don't want to get confused. I study what's written here. And until I don't understand more, I don't. I'm not trying to cook all this together. Oh, and where are we?
Question 61.
Please.
61. From which time is it regarded as a netzal, emanated being? Again, from which time is it regarded as an emanated being? Answer. It stops being a matzil, emanator, and becomes a netzal, emanated being, right at the beginning of the formation of the will to receive in the emanated being, called prina aleph in the ratzon, desire.
Yeah, that's why we have prinat shoresh, and then aleph bet gimel dalet. That prina aleph is already the netzal, the chokhmah. Yes. Oh, wait. What PT 20?
PT 20.
PT 20.
Меня слышно? Как в течение дня мы выстраиваем правильное отношение к действиям?
How do we build the right relation to the Creator's actions in the 10 during the day?
Действия Творца в десятке.
The actions of the Creator in the 10. We need to relate to the friends and the 10 that it is the place where I need to lose myself. I just need to connect to them like Rabash writes. And then, and according to that, I advance. The more and more I do what Rabash writes about the 10, the more I advance. I have nothing else to add. It's too bad that you don't ask yourselves before you ask me. Next, 62.
Question. Has the spiritual that accepted a disparity of form by which a part of it departed and became a different prina, discernment, lost anything because of that? Again, the question. Has a spiritual that accepted a disparity of form by which a part of it departed and became a different prina lost anything because of that? Answer. There is no absence or loss in spirituality. The part that departs because of the disparity of form does not diminish or lessen the upper light in any way. Rather, it is like lighting one candle from another. The first is not lessened whatsoever. Thus, the disparity of form is an addition to the first.
Okay, clear? You want to ask about this? Hebrew 10.
I want to ask about 61. He says that the receive begins in the first prana, why not in second prana, which is Bina?
The will to receive that is revealed for the first time with the light is Prina Aleph. And Prina Bet can be Bina only as a response to what happened in Prina Aleph. Without Prina Aleph, there couldn't be Prina Bet.
The emanated being, isn't it from Atzilut?
That's your philosophy that I don't want to hear. What do you know about this asking such things? You heard two words and you're saying that this is like that?
Does not merit a name, that's the meaning. We speak only from Bina, from Prina Bet. There the letters begin, that's the question.
What does he write here?
He writes, it stops being in Ma'atzil and becomes Ne'etzal right at the beginning of the formation of the will to receive in the Ne'etzal.
Prina Aleph is a Ne'etzal, an emanated being. The will to receive is already there in Prina Aleph. That's why it's already called a Ne'etzal. It's the root to all emanated beings. And Prina Bet, the second discernment, grows as a result of Prina Aleph. And there can be Bina that resists its opposite of the will to receive in Prina Aleph. That's why it's a Bet. That's why it's Bina. How can there be a Prina Bet without Prina Aleph? PT9.
If our corporeal desire has nothing to do with the desire to receive that we're studying about here, then what are we and why does everything feel so real in this reality?
We are animals, still vegetative, animate. We, in the world of the still vegetative and animate, and in us, in our will to receive, there's a beginning for the will to bestow, which is called a divine part from above. And we need to take this will to bestow and grow it. Extract it from ourselves and develop it. And by this, we grow the Adam from us. That's called that man and beast will be salvated by the Creator. A man, Adam, that we want to, we want it to grow out of the beast. And what exists on the degree of the beast is called Da'at, reason. What is called Adam from the words resemble the Creator, that's called faith above reason.
So the desire to receive that we're speaking about here already is the combination of these two elements?
I don't know what you're speaking about here. In the wisdom of Kabbalah, we're speaking of the will to receive that gets corrections, that doesn't want to just be the will to receive, but wants to work like the will to bestow, in the form of bestowal.
Beseder?
Okay.
Spain 1.
En el punto 62, la pregunta... un espiritual que aceptó un shinutsura. ¿Qué es el espiritual?
On item 62, the spiritual that acquired the spiritual form. What is spiritual? Is it before Kabbalah?
Spiritual that got a disparity of form. Where does he write it in Samech Bet? He says that every change in spirituality is a change in form, meaning in the form of bestowal. You have a spiritual world. Everyone are in all kinds of forms of bestowal there, but in all kinds of forms of bestowal, different. Just like in our world, also people are separated from one another, distinguished in all kinds of forms of reception. In the spiritual world, everybody can be distinguished in forms of bestowal. Unity one.
Вопрос от товарища. Если мы перестанем
придём к совершенству. If we stop changing when we achieve completeness, there won't be any changes in the creator.
I understand this answer. This question is very actual. What happens when we finish all the corrections? I promise you there are a lot of changes coming up. But it's not that they're based on correcting the will to receive. The will to receive will be corrected in Gemar Tikkun. That's why it's called Gemar Tikkun. And above it, also there are actions and inspirations and an expansion upward, but in different forms and different forces. There's more and more worlds. Don't worry. There's where to develop to. And it's worth it.
Wait,
Almata.
Здравствуйте, Раф. В чем разница между
Hello, Rav.
Как они связаны?
What's the difference between the connection and bestowal? How are they connected?
Connection is connection and bestowal is bestowal. There can be all kinds of forms of connection. Bestowal is already what resembles the Creator, that the Creator is between the two degrees, the two states. That's why it's called bestowal. Bestowal can be only in the presence of the Creator. The connection, well, maybe it can also be without the presence of the Creator. We have to scrutinize that. For now, we are going. We ended the lesson. I'm asking in the day, be more connected to one another. See how the world doesn't let us go, meaning the virus is with us, and we are with it, advancing towards correction, and everything will be good. We will hold on to each other. Let's think of our friends that are sick. And on everyone, let's think of everyone, that they'll be healthy and that the world will advance to Gemar Tikkun in a good way. Let's ask it for it and all want it. Info.
Yeah. Before we go over the schedule, we have an announcement from the World Social Team that recommends to add to the in the summary of the lesson that we do immediately after the song, to add a daily task to deal with during the day, to work on or engage in during the day. Again, in the summary for the lesson, the social team adds a task that each 10 will take on itself to engage in during the day. The schedule from 10 to 10:30, Noam Malivne and Rav. From 10:30 to 11:30, the writers' meeting, and then a director from Brazil will be asking Rav questions between 2:30 and 3. It'll be broadcast on Sviva Tova. And then at 6, a recorded lesson. And from 7 to 7:30, a workshop with our friends. And we'll continue to a song.
Vámonos todos juntos, vámonos todos juntos. Vamos a bailar contento, que somos todos uno. Vámonos todos juntos, vámonos todos juntos. Vamos a bailar contento. somos todos uno. Vámonos todos juntos, vámonos todos juntos. Vamos a bailar contento, que somos todos uno. Let's go all together, let's go all together. We're gonna dance all night long, cause we are all one. Let's go all together, let's go all together. We're gonna dance all night long, cause we are all one. Vámonos todos juntos, vámonos todos juntos. We're gonna dance all night long, cause we are all one, cause we are all one. Un mundo entero, una familia. Vamos a bailar, vamos a bailar. Un mundo entero, una familia. Vamos a bailar, vamos a bailar. Vámonos todos juntos, vámonos todos juntos. Vamos a bailar contento, que somos todos uno. Let's go all together, let's go all together. We're gonna dance all night long, cause we are all one. 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 No separation in our hearts. There's no walls between us. No separation in our hearts. No hay nada que nos separe en nuestros corazones. Tu ego no nos separa. Vámonos todos juntos, vámonos todos juntos. Vamos a bailar contento, que somos todos uno. Vámonos todos juntos, vámonos todos juntos. Vamos a bailar contento, que somos todos uno.